Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the state of Minnesota, almost, right? We got a little bit yesterday, the day before. Not enough to say we're in the wintertime yet, but it is getting cold, no question about it. Really quick, friends, if you want to jump online at any time, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com for social media platforms. When you're over there, subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live and go to the subscribe button. We are rebuilding because of what Google and Facebook and Twitter and other mainstream media outlets and their useful idiots have done, unlawfully censoring free speech. By the way, I just posted on social media platforms, even now, friends, concerning a brand new article I did this morning, illegal censorship coming from Google. For those that do not know, Google is a vaccine company. Why all the censorship? 2 + 2 = 4, just so you know. That will be posted on social media platforms as well. But again, friends, check it out. Subscribe to the page. There's also Equipping the Saints over there, which gives you the answers to America's dilemma, and I can tell you in a nutshell how you do that. Bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the pearl to the church. Show them the price paid for their freedoms, both in the spiritual first and foremost, and in the natural. That is called, well, read 2 Corinthians 3:17 for yourself. You will find out for yourself right then and there. You can also jump over, if you like to, friends, to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And what you'll find over there, friends, is we are posted up on the left side of that page. And boy, oh boy, is the censorship heavy. Is it heavy, folks? 767,000 friends, and they're opening up my little spigot to about 100 to 200 people a day. Isn't that craziness? But that's what's happening in this country, and that's what's being tolerated by the American people, and it must be stopped. If at any time you want to, oh, and again, let me remind you that it's you that are to stop it, because you can already see the clowns in the circus of politics are playing politics as they are, what, aggrandizing wealth onto themselves as they continuously watch the violations go forward. They're not stopping the lawless, friends. They're magnifying the crimes of the lawless. That is not their job. They swore to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That includes the corrupt in the United States of America, friends. That means domestic, right? That which is going on in our own backyard. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which the republic rests. You know, for all the people that have an adverse reaction to who I am and what it is that I do, you know, I want to linken that up to my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. It was interesting when people were asked about him. The Bible tells us that some said he was a righteous man. Others said that he deceived the people. Well, listen, if that's the mix that I get here, then so be it. But if you feel at any time that I'm deceiving anybody here, do call in and set me straight. Okay? Do call in and set me straight. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. For the sake of letting you know, so I don't get email requests and texts and phone calls. Friends, do go over if you want to check out Bradley's schedule. That would be me. My schedule is now posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will find Bradley's schedule there. We are going to be in Rapid City Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be with Sheriff Mack, Richard Mack, and I guess I'm the special guest, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They got a bunch of sponsors going on out there, but I do want to give you the heads up. We appreciate the sponsors, but we appreciate the people that that are willing to come and learn. And in return, friends, get active, right? And that's really our objective here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is we want to see doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. But with that said, we will be in South Dakota on December 1st. We're going to be in Minneapolis on November 27th. In Minneapolis, we're going to be doing an event, and then when we're done with that, we are shooting off the next, I think it's the next couple days, out to South Dakota. Now, we just got another request from North Dakota and another one in South Dakota because of what we're doing on the radio even now. So, again, with that said, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're 3 months out. It looks like Michigan has already gobbled up that of January, and so we have a little time between now in January to fill up some more dates. Again, if you want to book us at any time, please do 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Listen, folks, we've got much to talk about today. We really do. This is the outlet where we give you the information that the mainstream media means to censor, and what I'm about ready to show you right now is a prime example of just that. This is what's going on in Australia. And again, this is the information the mainstream media and big tech wants to censor from you. They don't want you to see that these countries are up in arms. This is brand new film, and I want to show you all the good policemen that aren't doing their job. But in fact have deceived themselves into believing that they are doing their job. And when I say this, I want you to listen to me clearly. And I'm talking to the tyrants and I'm talking to the police that think they're doing their job. When you obey a tyrant and you defy your sworn oath concerning the Constitution, regardless of what country you live in, when you defy that oath and obey the tyrant, you have now become an agent of the state. You at that point are playing a very, very dangerous game. So let's go ahead and take a look at what's going on in Australia. You'll understand what I'm talking about real quick, friends. Real quick.
You have previously been directed to leave. Leave now or force may be used. No further warnings will be given.
Lay down or force will be used. I wouldn't be saying that to a couple million people. I don't know about you, but that really takes some internal fortitude and a whole lot of stupidity for these police to act in such a fashion, but they're doing it anyways. I want to say something to the bad police in Australia because we broadcast into 53 countries as well. Do remember that you are now an agent of the state. You are playing a dangerous game, and remember that the bad guys cannot do what the bad guys do as long as you're doing it for them. Check it out.
Police will report a warning. You have previously been directed to leave. Leave now or force may be used. No further warnings will be given.
Okay, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the audience reaction in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, we have Carolyn calling in from Texas. And, Carolyn, I don't know why you're calling in yet. We haven't talked about much. What is it that you want to say?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you how much I love your show, and I try to listen to it every day.
Well, I appreciate that, Carolyn. That was a great way to kind of, like, tee things up, wasn't it?
Well, I hope so, because now I want to tell you that I want you to stop saying that everybody in Texas loves Greg Abbott.
Where are you at, Caroline? I have never one time said everybody loves Greg Abbott.
Well,
are you talking to the right guy here?
Well, maybe not everybody, but you go like, well, you know, y'all think that Greg Abbott is a great guy. No, we do not.
Carolyn, I have never said that. I said that's what the mainstream media would have you believe, and I've made it very clear every single time, along with the governor from the state of Florida and South Dakota
and South Alabama. Yeah, I know that. I listen to you all the time, but
okay.
I just want to make it clear to everybody that no, we do not like Greg Abbott. We know he's a globalist. We know he's been bought by Big Pharma, and we want him out.
Amen. Amen. And I'm with you. I'm totally with you. He's a fraud. I mean, we can all see that. He says one thing and then he does the opposite. And it's interesting because when I seen you calling in from Texas, the first thing I thought of, Caroline, was what's going on with this federal judge allegedly striking down the bill to stop abortion in your state? And then we have Greg Abbott succumbing to it. How does that jive? Has Greg forgotten about the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights that puts the stop on the federal government from doing such things?
He doesn't care. He's a rhino. Most people think he's a Democrat anyway. You know, it's just like, I just went to a big seminar in San Antonio this past weekend, and it was really, really good. It was about health freedom and stuff like that. Many, many different good speakers, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Okay.
Who said, you know, if you have gotten the shot, don't come to me and ask me how to detox it out of your body, because nobody knows how to do that yet.
Yeah.
And she said, if you got the shot, that's your problem. And you know what? She is marvelous because she's a total straight shooter.
Yep. I'm with you. Yep.
You know? And I know she's been on your show and stuff like that. That's really all I wanted to talk about. And thank you again for being a boat rocker. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Caroline. I appreciate it very much. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Listen, William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said, and by the way, what you see today in the Salvation Army completely contradicts what they established, believe me, in so many different ways. But William Booth is the one that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Okay? Now, that's exactly what we're doing. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today is to tell the truth. And that's what we're doing. And bad guys, criminals, devils don't like the light. But again, we're not asking them for permission to obey God. Read Ephesians 5:11. It's the church's job to reprove the darkness, okay? Now, with that said, let's go back over to Australia, because that teed it up. It segued pretty good into what I'm going to say next concerning what I was talking about during the last segment. I want to show you what the mainstream media and big tech companies mean to censor. Now, I also want to reiterate the point, because a lot of people do not know this, but we have just published on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the very topic in which I'm highlighting even now, concerning Robert Kennedy Jr., he comes out and he basically declares to the world that the censorship is taking place, I'm adding to this, from Google, okay, 2 + 2 = 4. He said they are a vaccine company. So when you look at the censorship going on in big tech companies, it's because they're owned and operated by the such. But it also shows you that we've heard nothing but idle threats to big tech company from our said representatives, namely Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan and Rand Paul. They do absolutely nothing about it, but again, magnify the crimes of which they are in fact supposed to condemn, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1, and they're not doing that, which shows you that they are working for the likes of big tech companies. Okay, they sold out the American people that they are to serve for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas himself sold out Jesus with a kiss. And that's exactly what these criminals are doing. Ephesians 4:14, check it out. Luke 22:48 as well. Let's go back over to Australia, and I want to show you, folks, this is all because the people see it for what it is concerning tyranny in Australia. And I also want you to pay attention to the fact that they're a disarmed people, and that's how they're doing the things that they're doing and feeling encouraged to do so. But I also want to say this. I want to warn the police here that if you wouldn't do for the tyrants what you're doing, the tyrants couldn't do what they're doing. And the fact of the matter is, good people in Australia see it for what it is, and they're standing up against the likes of the tyrants and the agents of the state. I want to play this out again, and I want you to see it for yourself as to what the mainstream media means to censor even today.
This is a police public order warning. You have previously been directed to leave. Leave now, or force may be used.
And now listen to the people in the millions. Listen carefully. Got the gooses. How do you think that's going to fare well with them if the people over in Australia decide to say no more? See, they're playing a dangerous game. People need to remember, especially those that work in government today, friends, that the bad guys can't do what the bad guys do unless you do it for them. And it's not your job to do it for them. It is your job constitutionally, and according to your oath, you are to uphold your oath against those that violate the Constitution. So it's not your job to stand up against the people that you're to serve. You're supposed to stand up against the tyrants that mean to rule through with an iron fist. Okay? So putting it into perspective, friends, the world is in an upheaval and in defiance against tyranny on a global basis. And what is America doing? They're still sitting around trying to figure out, and it's not all of us, right? But there's still a lot of people that need to be shaken awake, and that's what I'm doing. It's my job to awaken the dead church, the people in this country that are still in a slumber. And how that is, I have no idea. I mean, they act like I'm talking about a third world country or something, right? And I'm not. I'm talking about what's going on in America. They love their country so much, friends, it's interesting that they're willing to go ahead and let everybody else sacrifice themselves so that they can remain a free people. Well, let me tell you, those people don't deserve the freedoms that they have, okay? So what I want to do is I want to keep doing what I'm doing in the sense of, and by the way, I have a thought to go along with what I just said because this applies to all of us. Remember what Samuel Adams said. He was the guy back in 1772 concerning the Committee of Correspondence, concerning the 13 colonies. He kept them awake as to what was going on concerning the king across the pond that was trying to bear rule through the Redcoats. Okay? Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Folks, that's what this is about. And if we can look at the cross of Christ in the spiritual, John 3:16, if we can look at the cross of men in the natural, right? 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm teaching you in the natural what the Lord is teaching us in the spiritual. That's how Jesus taught in parables, okay? If I can get you to understand and take a look at that cross, you have to understand someone fought, bled, and died fighting in other countries against tyrants that you're now accepting in your own. When you see that price and out of gratitude, you're thankful for what they did for you, you're going to live unto them, 2 Corinthians 2:15. That's what we're doing here. Again, this is how you do it. You wake people up by telling them what's going on in their backyard, and we are showing you the transgressions of the bad people in this country, okay? And just because they have a badge on doesn't mean that they're the good guy. Just because they sit in office doesn't mean that they're the good guy. Just because they sit on the bench doesn't mean that they're a good guy. Just because they're in the people's White House doesn't mean that they're the good guy. No, we are fruit inspectors, church. Okay, and again, Matthew 7:16 comes to my aid, and we are to judge them accordingly. So when we come back on the other side, what I want to show you, friends, is what's going on in a couple schools, two different reports coming from the mainstream media, blurting the truth out in their confusion, and they are telling you, in fact, only folks reinforcing the message that this is nothing but a fraud. Once again, not, if you're not convinced already, let me continuously reinforce more information to knock you out of a dark room or to knock you out of your own willful deceptions at this point, because that is exactly where we're at. There's no excuse for anybody to continuously play along with what's going on here, especially when the bad guys have been exposed so many times. But the show goes on. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you what's going on in a couple schools right when we come back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation, and if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys, did you hear that? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com once again. Did you hear that? The pandemic has been calling the shots. Yeah, the socialists have, haven't they? The communists have, haven't they? And the American people, well, I suspect that they're finally starting to figure out that this has nothing to do with any sort of virus. No, this has everything in the world to do with this invisible enemy that they have been using to what? Break down the old to what? Build up the new. You keep hearing about this new infrastructure bill. Man, how many infrastructures have we heard of? I was sharing with everybody yesterday, it's interesting, when our forefathers established any national debt, it was paid off before they left office. This is what happens when you forget where you came from, Americans. Ugh. Am I going to go there right now? No, I'm not. Here, I'm going to go over here, though. Saginaw Township School closed. Let's go ahead and play this out so you can see the truth of the matter, because we know what the truth of the matter is, right? They're going to keep pushing this envelope, this narrative, until the American people either submit or stand up and fight back. There is no in-betweenites, and that's the truth of the matter. Let's go check this out.
We're here at Memorial Healthcare in Owosso. I'm with Dr. Walker. If you're experiencing back pain, numbness or tingling in the...
Oh, I don't suspect that we're supposed to be watching that. Do forgive me. I think that is a commercial. So forgive me about that. We don't want to be doing that. Here we go.
COVID-19 pandemic weighing heavy on some Michigan school districts. Some districts have had to close entirely because of outbreaks of the virus, while others only partially.
As our Mark Bouillon shows us today, it was something other than COVID-19 that forced the ones...
It's a straw man, friends. That's all the virus is.
...to close their doors today.
Saginaw Township Community Schools closed for today. At first, you might be thinking COVID-19 is to blame, but a district spokesperson tells me a large number of staff members had negative reactions to the COVID-19 booster they received over the weekend. Now, according to the CDC, some of the most...
That has got to hurt. They had negative reactions to their boosters. Man, yesterday I did an article on a doctor who said that he wanted to punch the non-vaccinated in the face, and that he would not cry at their funerals. Well, he took his third shot, and 12 hours later he was gone. He was dead. See, folks, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? Read Jonah 2:8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How much more information needs to come out before these people figure out what it's all about? Well, many of them are going to take the shot, and like our friend Carolyn from Texas just got done saying, that Tenpenny said, if you take the shot, folks, for a better way of saying it, there's no reversing it. It's just that simple. Okay? So what's happening here in Saginaw is the fact that the booster shot side effects of these said vaccinations, experimental jabs, isn't faring well for them, is it? No, it's not. Let's go on.
Common side effects of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID booster are pain at the injection site, fatigue, muscle pain, headache, and fever. Also, the chills and nausea.
Yeah.
For the J&J booster, the CDC says fever, fatigue, and headache were some of the more
common
symptoms.
We'll talk about facial palsy.
Recent data from the CDC
shows
among 12,500 people who received the
paralysis,
third dose of the COVID-19
vaccine,
hard to
breathe, or death.
79% reported those local reactions, like pain and itching at the injection site, while 74% reported the systemic reactions, muscle pain and fatigue. Now, going back to the district, they also say what complicates the situation even more is the substitute teacher shortage, which...
Okay, so we don't need to hear that, friends.
Why the
you guys all get the point here, okay? So it's the side effects, the adverse side effects that are basically stopping the days from going on in public schools. Wow. Did they blurt the truth out in their confusion? I think they did. I really do think they did. And so, folks, again, here we have it. We have them telling you the truth of the matter as to what's going on. I want to show you one more video and play the audio as well for the 154 cities. By the way, if you want to check it out on social medias, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Actually, I'm going to do my best to get a couple in here. Let's see. Here's another said representative calling out the lies of Anthony Fauci. And I want you to listen carefully as to how he distracts, but then he comes back and he says the right thing. But you got to know the details, friends, because the devil is always found in what? The details. And here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go.
19 was a weaponized virus that likely originated from the Communist Chinese Party-controlled Wuhan lab in China. We now know with certainty that U.S. taxpayers' dollars were used to fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab.
So he's being exposed again, point. That's the point.
Gain-of-function research genetically engineers mutations in a virus to enhance its infectious abilities. Then scientists observed the mutations to determine how certain stimuli might affect the laboratory-induced virological changes. Gain-of-function is a diverse field and is not inherently nefarious. However, if the research is controlled by a CCP lab, then any reasonable man would recognize that the biological research being performed in that lab is ultimately serving the CCP intent to dominate the world. It should be no surprise that a Chinese biological weapons lab will produce biological weapons. And any American involvement in delivering support and funding for that research is insidious at best and treasonous at worst.
That's right.
Dr. Fauci, under oath, repeatedly lied to Congress when asked if the federal government funded gain-of-function
research.
Hey,
now, Americans, this is your responsibility to enforce the laws against treason.
Recently released documents from NIH directly contradict Dr. Fauci's testimony and acknowledge that the United States funded gain-of-function research in the CCP lab in China. He should be fired immediately.
Fired.
And a full criminal investigation must begin.
At least.
Fauci lied. He knew that American treasure was delivered to the CCP lab in Wuhan for gain-of-function research. That lab created the weaponized COVID-19 virus.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci must be held to account.
Okay, hey guys, that virus. Hey folks, your natural immune system stops that deadly virus. 99.999% of the people fully recover from that deadly Chinese virus. Okay? They're still driving you, folks, to get your vaccinations. They're still driving you. Yes, he's saying some good things in the sense of Anthony Fauci must be held accountable for his crimes against the people. They are not going to do it because that's all they have done is magnified the crimes of a Fauci. They have done nothing to prosecute Fauci. And keep in mind what we talk about continuously on this show, judgment and justice guards our liberty. We are not getting that. I want you to watch the rest of this.
Accidentally.
Here Rand Paul is.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH?
So they know he's lying. Is he still there?
Paul, with all due
respect, still there.
You are entirely and completely incorrect.
It's all a show.
The NIH has
Rand Paul will take care of it. Yep, as he does another fundraiser. Injustice is never brought upon the heads of the wicked, right?
Do they fund?
Yep, Amos 5:24.
Do not.
Isaiah 26 verse 9.
Gain of function research.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain of function research. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2.
You've all heard that if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? That's exactly what this is all about. That's what this is all about. This isn't calling out the virus for what it really is. Their said definition inversion concerning their propaganda narrative of what the virus is. No. They're all still driving you to get what? Their resolve. Who's making gain of their resolve? They are. Who's creating the chaos? They are. Who's trying to bring in the new order? They are. Hello. Oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book. When are Americans going to figure this out? And in America, again, as I said earlier, we showed you some video from Australia. The world, Australia, Israel, Germany, France, Belgium, the UK, the list goes on. Everybody is in defiance on the street concerning what the American people are still trying to figure out over here in the United States of America. And those countries, by the way, as I've shared, are waiting for the American people to take their rightful place to put a stop to the likes of Anthony Fauci, the Bill Gates of the world, because when you get rid of them and the WHO and the head of the CDC and this current administration lawfully, friends, this is all going to go away. It's all going to go away. Do you understand? This has all been contrived. That's why they call it the plandemic. And we can sit here and we can watch more of these.
Let me finish.
Nothing ever comes of it. Ever.
Just pointing that it came from the lab.
You know
what? Responsibility for those who funded it.
And you know what comes of it? As I shared last week, Rand Paul will do another fundraiser. and he'll make an aggrandized wealth unto himself. Yet he's already in a position of government to prosecute, to bring forth, friends, the verdict as to what needs to be done with the Fauci. Is that what happens? No. Nope. But he does another fundraiser saying, help me raise more funds so I can go after Anthony Fauci. Wait a second. You're already getting paid $174,400 every year to do so. Why are you doing fundraisers on the outside of what you're doing here, Rand Paul? And I'm here to tell you, Rand Paul is no Ron Paul. Just for the record. Rand Paul is no Ron Paul. He is just as corrupt as the rest of them, friends. He might tell a little bit more truth than the average Joe, but he's not telling the truth, and he is definitely not living the truth, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, I was just talking during the break that when I'm showing you these coffee cups like the such, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, the church is called to be the good that overcomes the evil, which precedes Romans 13. And then on the back it says sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got red glasses, and we also got blue ones. These are your ideas. They're great. Conversation sparkers, let's put it that way, to say the least. And then we had some people ask about, well, dog tags before I get to my main topic here, right? And then we got the silver one, and then it says 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. That was George Washington. lined it up from Scripture, the Christ, 1 John 3:18. Then we got the black one. And these were your ideas. And then we also have memberships, and we got T-shirts to Glore, which are there. As a matter of fact, I just talked to a local sheriff not too long ago. This is membership. But I talked to a local sheriff not too long ago. We gave him a shirt, and he said he wears that thing all the time. And he says the people that talk to him about his shirt, he said it's great to start up conversations. Oh, friends, let me tell you, that's what it's all about. And then I just did this one. This is our national slogan. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This was proposed by that Ben Franklin, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. And then on the very back, it shows you the meekest man that ever lived, who was commanded by God to face off with Pharaoh, saying, "Let my people go." And remembering it was not a request, it was a command. So if you go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're not making the Lord's house a den of thieves by any means. We're just trying to get people talking about what's going on here. People are always asking about resolve. We're always pointing our finger to that resolve. All of your resolve is to be found in the Christ, period. All of your resolve is to be found in Him and Him alone. Just wanted you to know that. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. Also, check out BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and subscribe to that page. Okay, so what I want to do is I just had somebody send this to me, because this obituary says it all, to say the least. And it has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about right now. Okay? With all respect, I'm using a letter that he wanted to be read. I don't know that he suspected it was going to go this high, this far, this wide, and this broad. But praise God that's exactly what we're doing. We're responding to his request. Now, this is what it is. Michael Mike Anthony Granada of Gilroy, California, 1965 through 2021. I want you to listen carefully as I read off this man's obituary, okay? It says, Michael, a longtime resident of Gilroy, California, passed away on November 1st, 2021. They said that never a kinder, more gentler man did I know than my husband. Obviously, this is coming from his wife. For those who knew Mike, you know that he was a good and honest man. He was kind, considerate, and always polite. Mike was adamant that people knew what happened to him that caused his early and unexpected death. Message from Mike. Are you ready for this? He said, many nurses and non-nursing staff begged me and my wife to get the truth out to the public about the COVID-19 vaccines, because the truth of deaths from the vaccines was being hidden from within the medical profession. I promised I would get the message out. So this is Michael's message, who is no longer with us. I was afraid of getting the vaccine for fear that I might die, said Michael. And at the insistence of my doctor, I gave in to pressure to get vaccinated. On August 17th, I received the Moderna vaccine and started feeling ill just 3 days later. I never recovered but continued to get worse. I developed multi-system inflammation and multi-system failure that medical professionals could not stop. He said my muscles disappeared as if to disintegrate. He said, I was in ICU. I couldn't see that. Forgive me. I was in ICU for several weeks and stabbed with needles up to 24 times a day for those several weeks, while also receiving 6 or 7 IVs, he said, at the same time. And he said, continuously. It was constant torture that I cannot describe. I was no longer treated as a human with feelings and a life. I was nothing more than a COVID vaccine human guinea pig, and the doctors excited to participate in my fascinating progression unto death. If you want to know more, please ask my wife. I wish I had never gotten vaccinated. He said, if you are vaccinated, don't do it unless you are ready to suffer and to die. That's what he said. He said, if you are not vaccinated. Michael did not deserve the pain and suffering he endured. He was a good man and deserved better. Mike was born in San Jose, California, and moved to Gilroy at age 1, where he resided for 55 years. Mike also attended Las Animas Elementary and Gilroy High Schools, and then he graduated from both San Jose State. So in other words, friends, they're painting the picture of who Mike was, how he lived his life, how he was a gentle and a kind man, and he was put into a situation under peer pressure from his doctors, which is still not an excuse as to why he did it. And again, he said that he did it under their pressure, under doctors' pressures, and only to find out that he wished he didn't take it. And now, friends, he's no longer here as of Sunday, November 14th, 2021, because he did take it. Hey, folks, with all due respect, we have the dead speaking to us from the grave. His gifts, like that of Abel, still speaketh, trying to warn the people, because people need to understand that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, and faithful are the wounds of a friend. And if it's considered to be a wound to tell you not to do something that's going to cause you harm, boy, I'd hate to see and understand what the definition of hate is, friends, to say the least. Love tells the truth. Hate does not. Love warns. Hate does not do that. And keep in mind, prevention is always better than cure. Friends, we have an individual who passed away on November 14th. Hoping that someone is going to pick up his obituary and his story to tell it. That's what we're doing here. We're telling you the process of what he went through. And what he did, and why he did it, and wished that he didn't do it after he did do it. Again, these are his words, not mine. He took the Moderna vaccination. And 3 days later, he began to get sick, and he said everything went downhill. In so many words, from that point on, his muscles disappeared until he finally ended up passing away. He said that he was stabbed with needles up to 24 times a day for several weeks. He said he also received 6 or 7 IVs at the same time. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. How is it that the medical industry is not to be held accountable as accomplices for the crimes that are being pushed through this false narrative as well? They must be held accountable. They must be held accountable, not just, you know what, I don't know how they're ever going to come back from this, which I can add to that conversation. I don't know how they're ever going to come back from this. I've had, friends, nurses. As a matter of fact, I just had someone on Saturday out in Albert Lea tell me the same thing. I had a nurse friend of mine in Minnesota here. He said he's seen enough gurneys to go by that he never wants to see them again. He said these are vaccinated people that are in the hospitals. And he said, Bradley, you know how you live? He said, stay out of the hospital. What a message, friends. What a message. I mean, I can say the same thing for the professed church in America. You know how you stay spiritually alive? Feed on the bread of life all on your own. Because if you go inside of one of those professing churches in America, for the most part, not all of them, you're probably going to end up dying spiritually. Folks, there's so many different ways to spin this, but in the natural, friends, I have doctors telling me, if you go into the hospital, this is what's going to happen. And I said this, to you in the past, and I want you to listen carefully. Hey, friends, you could go in there with your arms chopped off. And if you bleed out and die, they'll manufacture and doctor the records and say that you died from COVID. Why? Because they're manufacturing all of this data. That's what they're doing. That's what they're all doing. And we know this. You could go in there and your head could be chopped off. They would say, oh, I died of COVID. You could have a heart attack. They'd say you died of COVID. Friends, do you see how this works? And we've known this since the very offset of this pandemic. Let me go back to this and I have to end. I have 1 minute, if that. Justice falls into the hands of the people that declare that they love the Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:21. Go to Deuteronomy 4:6. We must, if we have the Holy Ghost given unto us, we've been born again. John 3:3 tells us in Ezekiel 36, friends, that the Holy Ghost will be given unto us to do what? To keep his judgments and his statutes. To keep and to do them. If justice guards our liberties, Americans, then who must bring justice under God? We the people. To what? The fruit of that, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, so we can say we did our part throughout the history and our time on this earth. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, so we can, friends, be faithful witnesses that hand off the baton to our children to tell them what you went through to give them the freedoms that they have the way that our forefathers did through the Declaration of Independence to us. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Have a great weekend. We'll see ya.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.